morning. Here's a poem I think you'll enjoy. The author is unknown. On the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me, I'm glad we bought fresh turkey and a proper Christmas tree. On the second day of Christmas, much laughter could be heard as we tucked into our turkey, a most delicious bird. On the third day of Christmas, we had people from next door. The turkey tasted just as good as it had the day before. Day four, relations came to stay. Poor Gran is looking old. We finished up the Christmas food and ate the turkey cold. On the fifth day of Christmas, outside the snowflakes flurried, but we were nice and warm inside, for we had our turkey curried. On the sixth day, I must admit, the Christmas spirit died. The children fought and bickered, and we ate turkey rissoles fried. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave a wince when we sat down at table and were offered turkey mince. Day eight, our nerves were getting frayed. The dog had run for shelter. I served up turkey pancakes with a glass of Alka-Seltzer. On day nine, our cat left home. By lunchtime, Dad was blotto. He said he had to have a drink to face turkey risotto. On the tenth day, the wine had gone, except for our homemade brew. As if that wasn't bad enough, we suffered turkey stew. On the 11th day of Christmas, the Christmas tree was molting. The mince pies were as hard as rock, and the turkey was revolting. On the 12th day of Christmas, Dad smacked his lips. The guests had gone, the turkey too. We dined on fish and chips. That's a funny wee poem, but more seriously, do we just put the decorations away again for another year? Or have we really seen and met Jesus, the reason for the season? If we truly see Jesus for who he really is, God on earth, reaching out to us in love, revealing himself to us and wanting us, then we will come away like the humble shepherds and wise men in every generation, as people changed forever and endlessly rejoicing because of it. Remember, God is not just for Christmas.